What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Clemson versus Miami preview and prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help us reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. We are about 40 away. So let's go ahead and get those rolling in. Let's hit that goal. Make sure you guys check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, and website. We're about to drop a new merch line. More details and news on that to come. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So we got Clemson going on the road to Miami. Clemson is a 2.5-point favorite here on the road. This game is this Saturday, 8 o'clock on the ACC Network. Clemson comes in at 4-2 overall, 2-2 in the conference. Miami coming in at 4-2 overall, 0-2 in the conference, as they've been off to a rough start here in conference play. Clemson was also off to a rough start, bounced back in their last two games. They started out week one on the road at Duke. They lost that one 28-7 on Labor Day, came back the next week against Charleston Southern, won that one 66-17. Beat FAU at home 48-14, lost to Florida State at home in overtime 31-24, went on the road to Syracuse, won that one 31-14, and beat Wake Forest at home in an ugly one 2 weeks ago, 17-12. Had the bye week last week. Miami, on the other hand, they played Miami, Ohio week one, won that one 38-33, stomped Texas A&M 48-33 in a game that the score was closer than the actual game was. Beat Bethune-Cookman 48-7, won on the road at Temple 41-17. Lost to Georgia Tech 23-20 with a Mario Cristobal coaching blunder in the secondary of the defense, just letting up on them. Then last week on the road at North Carolina, lost that one 41-31. A look at the history between these two teams. Clemson leads the all-time series 7-6. They've won four straight dating back to 2015. They beat them in 2015 in Miami 58-0. That is the last time they've played in Miami. That is also the biggest loss in Miami program history at home. Then in 2017, played them in the ACC championship game. Clemson beat them 38-3. In 2020, Clemson beat them 42-17 at home. And in 2022, Clemson beat them 40-10 last season. Miami hasn't won since 2010. That was at Clemson, 30-21. Miami hasn't beaten Clemson in Miami since 1956, and they won 21-0. Since then, in 2004, Clemson's won 24-17. Clemson won in 2009, 40-37, and 15, 58-0. So, you know, it's been a kind of back and forth series. Miami dominated last century, winning four out of five from 1945 to 1956. Then since 2004, Clemson has won six out of eight. So, you know, a series that's been dominated by Clemson recently this century. And they've won four straight, like I said, dating back to 2015. Dabo is 5-1 all time against Miami. That only loss back in 2010, 30-21 at home. He's 1-0 against Cristobal in these games, as Cristobal was the coach last season when they lost 40-10. And Dabo's looking for career win number 166. That'll put him ahead of Frank Howard for the most wins in Clemson program history if he gets that this week. So, you know, hoping to see that as he tied Frank Howard at 165. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, against Wake Forest. But let's look at this game by the numbers. So points per game, Clemson comes in averaging 36.2. That's number 22 in the country. Miami at 37.7, the 17th in the country. So pretty even as far as scoring offense goes. You look at total offense. Clemson comes in averaging 437.3 total yards of offense a game. That's 36 in the country. Miami comes in at 501.8. That's number 7 in the country. Clemson rushing the ball for about 188 yards a game. That's 31st in the country. Miami, on the other hand, at 191 for 28th. Passing the ball, Miami edges Clemson there as well. 310.8 pass yards a game, number 14th in the country. Clemson comes in at 249.2. That is number 51 in the country. Then you look at the total defense. Clemson comes in averaging only 261.8 yards a game. That's fifth in the country. Miami comes in with 308.3 yards a game at number 18 in the country. Rushing defense, these teams are very similar. Number 8, number 9, Clemson 86.3 yards a game allowed on the ground. Miami at 87.7 yards a game allowed on the ground. Passing defense, this is where Clemson clears Miami by a good margin, only allowing 175.5 pass yards a game. That's 14th in the country. Miami comes in averaging 220.7 pass yards allowed a game. That is number 60 in the country. Look at these teams offensively on third down. Very similar mark. Clemson converting 46.4% of the time. That's 27th in the country. Miami converting 46% of the time. That's 28th in the country. Third down defense, Clemson is allowing conversions 32.6% of the time. That's 23rd in the country. Miami allowing conversions 36.9% of the time. That's 53rd in the country. You look at the red zone offense for these teams here. Clemson comes in converting 69.7% of the time in the red zone offensively. That's ranked them number 121 in the country. They have 23 of 33 with 11 rushing touchdowns, 8 passing, and 4 field goals made. The field goals and the turnovers in the red zone have really killed Clemson here. Then you look at Miami. They're converting into scores 86.2% of the time there in the red zone. That's 54th in the country. 25 of 29, 9 rushing, 8 passing, 8 field goals made. You look at these teams defensively in the red zone. Clemson allowing scores only 71.4% of the time. That's 16th in the country. They've allowed 10 scores out of 14 attempts, which is also very good. Only have given up 14 red zone trips. 5 on the ground, 2 passing, 3 field goals made. You look at Miami, they're allowing scores 84.2% of the time. That's number 71 in the country. 16 teams are 16 out of 19 against them, with 6 rushing, 5 passing, 5 field goals made. Then you look at the turnover margin, which is going to play a huge key into this game. Clemson has a plus 1 turnover margin. That's 49th in the country. 6 forced fumbles, 5 opponent interceptions, but they've turned the ball over on the ground with 8 fumbles and 2 interceptions. Miami comes in with a minus 3 turnover margin. That's tied for 100th. 3 forced fumbles, 6 opponent interceptions compared to their 6 fumbles lost and 6 interceptions. And that went up this past week against North Carolina. I believe Van Dyke threw 2 picks in that game. So it was not good for them in that one. So, you know, looking at these numbers, my keys to the game for Clemson is, number 1, win the turnover margin. You've barely done that at all this season. You've turned the ball over a lot. If you can win the turnover margin, then you're gonna be good. So that's what you got to do for me, is just win the turnover margin. I think you win the game if you can do that. If you can win the turnover margin and actually convert on them. Number 2 is establish a run game. Now, we looked at Miami's rushing defense, and they are only allowing 87.7 yards a game, but they haven't really faced a good rushing team until North Carolina, and Abari had Hampton Red for 197 yards on them. You know, so take that as you may. I think Clemson can get success on the ground game with Shipley and Moffa if they dedicate to it and try and move the football. And I think that can help really open up your passing game as well. Number 3 is get pressure on Tyler Van Dyke. Do not let him sit back and just throw the football, because he can tear you up. I mean, they're averaging 310 yards through the air a game. So Van Dyke can definitely tear you up through the air, especially if Nate Wiggins isn't back, your top corner. So get pressure on Van Dyke. I think that's the key to, really help stop this passing attack of Miami. And I mean, because he can't throw it if he's being hit and tackled and sacked. So, you know, I think that's where you go if you're trying to win the football game for the Tigers. Is number 1, win the turnover margin. Number 2, establish a run game. And number 3, get pressure on Van Dyke. So now for my score prediction in this one. And it's been a tougher one to decide how I think it's going to go. But I settled on a score of Clemson 34, Miami 24. I just think with Miami coming off the back-to-back losses, one was just a bonehead mistake by your coach. Last week, you just get dominated by North Carolina for the in the second half, and it took a lot out of you. Clemson's coming off a bye. They're fresh heading down to Miami. And I feel like there's some new energy around Clemson as well. They've been getting a little bit better every game. You know, the Wake Forest game offensively is kind of an outlier. I know they only scored 7 against Duke, but they moved the ball down the field on Duke. They just had the turnovers. Wake Forest, they just really couldn't get anything going. So I think that one's a little bit of an outlier. But I do think that Clemson's going to be – they're going to be ready off the bye week. They're going to be healthy. They're going to be a lot more prepared for this Miami team than I think Miami's going to be prepared for Clemson after obviously playing last week. And, you know, it's a tough, tough battle against North Carolina. So, yeah, I'm going with Clemson 34 and Miami 24. I just think the Tigers find a way to get it done and move to 5-2 on the season. But the second half for our Clemson Tigers starts now. So, would love for them to start that second half off with a win against Miami. They got a tough stretch coming up in the second half. They get Notre Dame. They get North Carolina. They get South Carolina on the road. So, and even Miami on the road, I think of the second half, this is the game I'm the third most worried about. I think number one is North Carolina. Number two is Notre Dame. And then number three is Miami. So if we can win this game, then I'm going to be feeling pretty confident about it. And then we go on the road to NC State the next week. And then I believe that's when we get Notre Dame at home and a big one. So, yeah, I'm excited for this Clemson football coming up for the second half. I think this is there's no better way to start it off than a win at Miami. And I think that's very possible. I think they get it done. 34-24. So make sure you guys like and subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Comment those scores in the comments below. Let us know your score prediction because we're going to be doing a contest to see whoever gets the closest score. You get a shout out on next week's video. So all of you people who commented your scores last week on any of our three videos, you're going to be getting shouted out in the video tomorrow. So make sure you guys watch that and stick around for that. We appreciate all of you guys watching. Once again, hit that subscribe button. Help us hit that goal by the end of October. But we will see you guys tomorrow. We have Penn State, Ohio State predictions. So make sure you guys check that one out. We'll see you then.